All right, councillors, we might as well kick it off. That stays open. Just for this one. Please note that tonight's meeting, other than the confidential sessions, are being recorded and will be placed on council's website. All in attendance should refrain from making defamatory statements. Council takes all care when maintaining privacy. However, members of the public gallery and those addressing council should be aware that you may be recorded. Councillors, we have one leave of absence, which was approved for Councillor Susan Day, who's away from the 11th of August through to the 22nd of August. We've got no other apologies for tonight. No other apologies. Can I get someone to confirm the minutes of the Policy Review Committee meeting of the 23rd of June 2025? Councillor Fowler, Councillor Gary and Thane. All in favour? Against, declare that carried. Have we got any pecuniary interests in any of the three items that are on tonight's meeting? Being no pecuniary interests, we'll move on to the delivery reports. Moving on to item number one, review and update of council on-site waste water management. And that will be... There's no presentation on that. Any questions or comments, councillors, on that item for council staff? Move that recommendation, Councillor Fowler. Seconded, Councillor Nuttall. Put that to council. All in favour? Against? Declare that carried. Moving on to item number two, which is redundant policies. Any questions, comments, councillors, on that matter? Everyone's happy with that. Have I got a move for that? Councillor McLean. Sorry, Libby. Councillor Austin. I'll put that to the council. All in favour? Against? Declare that carried. Moving on to item number three, which is a financial reserves policy. Everyone had a look. Any comments, questions on that one?
I have.
Got an intro. Okay.
Go comment.
Yeah.
Are you going to move that, Councillor?
Oh, yeah.
You'll move that.
Oh.
So Mr. Mayor, I just had a brief introduction.
Okay.
So, council would probably know that council has a significant amount of financial reserves, and financial reserves are essentially a prudent financial management tool for managing council's long-term objectives. They also help us manage unexpected shocks, let's say, and we can sometimes plan for some of those and expect there'll be certain variations. For example, things like asbestos reserves and things like that. But they're essentially the reason we provide them, and it generally comes from when we've got capacity or we've got a surplus, we try and create those contingencies just to help us mitigate any shocks. In the reserves, they're either could be created by legislation or by council policy. Those that are created by legislation, examples are like development contributions. They're required to be expended in accordance with the legislation that relates to them. But there are also reserves that are created by council resolution, for example, the financial management reserve, and those are expected to be expended in accordance with the purpose for which council established that reserve. We've also, in about 2022... there was the discussion with the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee who questioned some of our financial reserves. So we went away and we presented some information to ARIC, and one of the conclusions was that it would be useful for us to have a financial reserve policy and some reserve guidelines. And so we've developed those, and we took on board a bunch of feedback from the committee on the overarching policy and the guidelines. And it then in June 2025, we took it back to the ARIC, and they gave us a bunch of feedback. We've made some changes, and we're here today to have the policy review consider adopting the policy.
Okay.
which includes the guidelines. That's pretty much the intro.
Councillor Cookie, were you going to move it as well as ask some questions? Yeah. Have I got a seconder for that? Yeah. Councillor McLean. Councillor Cook.
Yeah, I've got a question about the list of that you're going to review, including the library reserve. It's my understanding that the money that's in there has been allocated to some really important projects. I just wanted to put a word in to say if you're considering taking money out of this, that is going to really affect some of the plans that they've got going forward. Like I know the refurbishment of the garden area, that's been discussed and in discussion for a couple of years now. And also the money set aside to improve the shelving system in there. The library is such an important part of the community, and I would sort of I'm asking really not to take money out of that their reserve.
No, that's through you, Mr. Mayor. The purpose of this report is not to take money out of the library reserve or any of. of the other reserves. The purpose is just to... Those guidelines were just to table... there is a library reserve, and these are the sort of projects that they are considering expending the money on.
Yep.
It's a good one to point out, Councillor Cook, because also I've been in contact with Sarah, head of the department, and Sarah's suggested some adjustments to the what... the funds could be expended on, and so part of the guidelines, the policy doesn't necessarily need to change, but the actual guidelines will be updating some of those and fixing a few typos that have also found as well.
Okay. So the review is not just to take money out of this list. There's a whole list of here where it says a number of the internal reserves have also been flagged for potential abolition or further review in upcoming quarterly reviews. And that's the list that's
there. Are a number of reserves that we need to... The purpose of that comment is that we constantly, on a quarterly basis, we review the reserves to, one, see if they're adequate and whether we should top them up, whether the purpose still is necessary. I look around at the ELT, but I am not aware of any discussion about impacting the library reserve. That I'm, to the best of my knowledge, but to be honest, each of the reserves will be reviewed. But I,
Mr. Mayor, I think that's the comment from Neil, is that it's prudent that we review, and the policy will establish that we continue to review the guidelines on reserves periodically. But any change to policy would need to come back to council for consideration.
Thanks. Thank you.
Any other comments, questions, councillors? Being no other comments or questions, I'll put that to the council. All in favour? Against? Declare that carried. That's the end of the policy review meeting. I think I've ticked off on all the boxes tonight. Stuart, happy? Yep. If we can end the recording.